61. Now, back to a story we're following all this week on the show. Yesterday morning, we told you how Luke Berry, an 11-year-old boy from Brockenhurst, is being linked up to equipment in Southampton General Hospital to monitor his epilepsy. He emailed me over the weekend to tell me about his story. And he said, I want to talk more about epilepsy on the show because it doesn't get talked about very much. And I'm delighted to say not only did he come on this show, but then our colleagues from Inside Out have picked up the story as well. And, of course, last night, South Today were there in style as well. Great story, and it's welcome back to Luke and Liz. That's Mum Liz, who are with us this morning at the Wessex Neurological Centre in Southampton. Good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Luke, what a day you had yesterday.
Yeah, it was quite exciting, actually. Lots of people came round. I had some visitors in the evening, actually, family. But, yeah, I had the South Day crew here. Actually, the machine kind of went a bit wrong because I was trying to compose some music on an application on the computer, and it made the screen go all green.
Right.
So
that ruined the test? Has it? Or were you all right?
Oh no, it's fine. It's just at that point it wasn't recording any good data.
Mum, hello, Mum.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Oh yeah, we're hanging in here. We've had a bit of a disturbed night. It's quite uncomfortable for Luke. There's with all these wires, and about 1 o'clock this morning, he was awake and he couldn't get back to sleep. So we've had a bit of a disturbed night, and unfortunately, no seizures last night. So we're getting desperate that he has one of his typical seizures to show up. So. Anyway, keeping our fingers crossed.
And it's easy to forget, because in amongst all the razzmatazz of the fact the story's being told, let's not forget the real root of this is trying to sort out what the problem is, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. That's right. So actually, now we're Wednesday, so we've only got two more nights. So I'm sort of, you know, praying that he's going to have one of his typical seizures, because if we don't, then I don't quite know what we're going to do.
Yeah,
but hopefully... You know, we've got two more nights, so fingers crossed.
And I can hear the equipment. In fact, if I just... Luke, I'm just going to do a little bit of technical here. Let me turn up the... There we are. We can hear the buzzing going on in the background. But what's the... Take me through what bits of kit you've got sort of what tapped onto your head and so on. What's going on?
Well, I've got some probes stuck on with glue on my head, and then two on my shoulders to measure my heartbeat. And I've also got this sort of transformer in a bag that gets all the wires together and puts them into one long lead that goes down to another heavy transformer, which goes to the machine.
So you feel a bit like the Bionic Man this morning.
Yeah,
just a bit. Well, look, stay there, you two, because I'm bringing Kathy Bairstow onto the show now from Epilepsy Action, who's with us this morning. Kathy, thanks for joining us. And, I mean, let's be frank, Luke, you know, getting in touch, getting the coverage for this is great for publicity for epilepsy, isn't it?
Julian, it certainly is, yes. We need more young men like Luke. People are often frightened to talk about their epilepsy, so it's really good that Luke's decided to do this.
Yeah, and I was very taken by his email over the weekend and thought, let's go for this. Do you think people have a sort of bit of a prejudice about what epilepsy is all about?
I think there's less prejudice these days, although, of course, it still is there. I think older people, there was a certain mystique about epilepsy, and it was something you didn't quite talk about in years gone by, but thankfully we're more comfortable about talking about all sorts of conditions now.
And very importantly, people can call your helpline if they want more information and more help, yes?
They certainly can. Would you like me to give you the number?
Yes, go for it.
It's 0808 800 5050.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Kathy, for joining us. And Luke and Mum Liz, we're back with you same time tomorrow morning, if that's okay.
Yep.
And we'll make
hopefully we'll have some good news that have had some activity.
We will make a date in the diary, 10 to 8 tomorrow morning. Thank you very much indeed, you two.